Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my latest Q update for, it looks like, June 29th already. July is coming. Fireworks on the way. Q posts, for those of you who like doing your own research at home, can be found at QAnon.pub. My theme for this thread, power to the people. All right. Let's just dive into this here, and I'm just going to share some of my own thoughts first before we jump in. One thing I've noticed about Donald Trump's presidency is that he has returned power to the people. We have someone in the White House who hears us. He listens to us. Look, on the keyboard, we're conversing with someone who is very close to, if not sometimes, the president himself. The president seems to like being around average people, hearing from us. Doesn't seem to be too impressed with the rich and the powerful, the elites. And the fact that Trump would dare to take power and attention away from the elites in the media, academia, Hollywood, and Washington, D.C., must irritate them a lot. But I think it's amazing that Trump is returning power to the people. So this is Q's post from yesterday. It's a link to a Time article that names Q as one of the most 25 influential people on the internet. There's a list of people on there. I looked at the article. I didn't know three quarters of these people because I don't really watch TV and I don't keep up with hip-hop music. So, but Q made the list. I think he was somewhere around 15th or 16th most influential people on the internet. So I found that interesting. Q said, it is only the beginning. One of the Anons expressed impatience and boredom watching the House Judiciary hearing with Chris Ray and Rod Rosenstein yesterday. He asked, you know, what's going to happen that is going to wake up some of these people that are sleeping? Q said, focus on the House floor vote, which was happening now, actually. The House Judiciary Committee was interrupted so they could take a vote on a measure to compel the DOJ to release documents that they've been asking for a long time. So one of the Anons said the vote passed, full weight of the House is unleashed. This is why a clean House is so important. Q has shown us the truth amidst an ocean of misinformation, propaganda, and mind-numbing barrage of principle-degrading garbage thrown out by the mainstream media on a daily basis. We are ready to take back our country from the crooks and cronies in power. Where we go one, we go all. Thank you to the Anons, by the way, on the board. I really appreciate all the work you guys and gals do. And I'm honored to repost your stuff. A second Anon posted this, said that the vote passed, and it's already up on the notables. For those of you who aren't checking out the boards all that often, if you go on the Q Research Board, there's a lot of different links, a lot of different sections to the board. One of the sections is called Notables. Just got links to different things that Q stresses and emphasizes that are important. So that's what he's referring to when it says Notables. Q responded to that. Who brought the bill to the floor? Read between the lines. One of the Anons said it was Mark Meadows that introduced the bill, but Paul Ryan brought the bill to the floor. It is important to remember that the Speaker of the House and the Speaker of the Senate can table any resolution they want. They don't have to bring it to a vote. The Speaker has a lot of power. They decide what is going to get voted on and what's going to get passed. But Q said back in May, this is May 22nd, that since Ryan was not seeking re-election, he was free to make better decisions, and he has been cooperating with that Freedom Caucus pretty much ever since then. Bringing this vote to the floor was something he didn't have to do, but he did anyway. Q posted a link to a tweet by our friend QAnon Baby and a link to a YouTube video, and he asked some questions. We remember you, Mr. VIP, and here's the link. This was a video that was shot at one of the recent rallies that the president held. Where we go one, we go all. Where did the storm derive from? Some things leave lasting impressions. Listen carefully. Link to a YouTube video. When did the president make the statement about the storm? When did we arrive to start the awakening? You have more than you know. Fireworks. Q. All right. Here's a tweet from QAnon Baby, real Rob L. He says, I was in front, a little bit left of the stage at one point in the rally. President pointed right at me, acknowledged my Q shirt. Again, this is the second time. To me, this is bigger than the first time. Confirmation. Here is the video. You can see he just points right at him once he recognizes him. All right. This is the YouTube video that Q posted. It's a trailer from the film White Squall. A lot of the terms that we use in our movement came from this film. Where we go one, we go all, other terms like that. The president first made his statement about the storm on October 5th, 2017, while he was in the presence of the military leaders and their families. You can listen to that.
You guys know what this represents?
What storm is it?
The world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Give us a hint on your answer.
Thank you, everybody.
And Q first began posting about the storm and the Great Awakening on October 28th, 2017. This post from October 31st tells a lot about Q's mission, talks about military intelligence, General Flynn, Admiral Rogers, who is helping the president, who knows where the bodies are buried, was Hillary supposed to be next in line, was the election supposed to be rigged? What about Muslim Brotherhood and Antifa? So a lot of questions in this. I do recommend, if you're new to the Q movement, to go back and look at some of the old Q posts. You can just go to QAnon.pub and scroll all the way down to the bottom and look at some of the older posts. It is good to know where this all came from, how it all started. I often go back and look at old Q posts, so I would recommend doing the same thing. Q closed his post with fireworks. What kind of fireworks should we expect? Well, here's one. On July 3rd, Imran Awan is going to appear in court to enter a plea deal. Now, a lot of people are not very excited about that, especially people who have not been following Q. Like Luke Rosiak, who's with the Daily Caller, he has done most of the work on covering the Awan brothers scandal. He's not too excited about this. He's a little disappointed because Awan's going to get off, and it's just going to be a plea deal, and it's going to be a nothing burger. But think about this. You don't get a plea deal unless you cooperate with prosecutors. And prosecutors usually offer plea deals to small fish when they want to catch bigger fish. Awan is a small fish. He's done some really bad things. But the bigger fish are the Democrats in the House who hired him, didn't do background checks, and allowed Awans to steal classified information and money from Congress. So I think these people are going to have a lot of trouble when the Awan scandal comes to full light. And FYI, July 3rd is the birthday of several notable people, including Julian Assange. There's going to be fireworks coming. I can just feel it. Q posted this, say, picture from the Seattle Times. Some of the people in the crowd at the Trump rally in North Dakota, they got their Q shirts out there. Q says, "Are you ready?" "I'm ready, baby. Bring it on." Q posted a link to an article about an investigation into Netflix and a film that they've streamed that some people say contains child pornography. Q asks, "Who just joined the board of Netflix? Who is pushing this? What is coming?" Q. And are they trying to normalize pedophilia? Well, there's no secret the left has been trying to normalize pedophilia for quite some time. This is a link to the article, Fox News. There's a bunch of different sources that are covering this story. I'm not going to go into the details of it. If you're interested, you can look for the news story yourself. And this is an answer to Q's question, who just joined the board of Netflix? That would be Susan Rice. And then the next question, who is pushing this? Well, that would be Barack Obama and his wife, who were given a show on Netflix. And they promise not to discuss politics on their show. Let you be the judge. I don't have a Netflix account, so you'll have to tell me how that all shakes out. There's also this story about a TED Talk featuring a woman from Germany who claims that pedophilia is normal and there's nothing that can or should be done about it. Big scandal. People are wanting to know what the heck is going on with the TED Talks and why they're allowing people like this to do these talks. And there is also this. There was an article that was published by Salon. They have since pulled it, by a self-confessed pedophile. The name of the article is, "I'm a pedophile, you're the monsters." Like I said, you can't find the article anymore. They took it down, but there's a bunch of other news agencies that have reposted excerpts or the same story. This one is from the Independent UK. And again, you know, what they're doing here is they're hoping that by bombarding us with a constant stream of pro-pedophile propaganda, they're hoping that maybe we'll be convinced that pedophilia is not a criminal act. Maybe it's normal. That is an important battle to win if you happen to be a pedophile and you don't want to go to jail. All right, can you post a link to an article about a Facebook poll that asks users their preferences on pedophilia? Q asks, what is coming? Do they really believe this will ever be swallowed? Will the progressive left defend and support these actions once those who are guilty are brought to light? These people are sick. They do not love this country. Q. Of course, what is coming is a whole lot of powerful, wealthy people being arrested on pedophile charges. And Q is suggesting that this is a setup to try to maybe create public sympathy for them. Here's a link to the article, New York Post, about the Facebook survey. One of the Anons said, "Sick people, Q, I wish I could get these bastards with you. Go get them." Q says, "We are. Pain." Speaking of Facebook, Q posted this. It's a link to a Breitbart article that suggests that Mark Zuckerberg may be undergoing a coup within Facebook. A lot of investors are sick and tired with the way that he's running the company, and there is talk about possibly getting rid of him, which comes as no surprise to us who've been following Q, because back in April, Q was telling us Zuckerberg to step down as chairman. He's out of the U.S. right now. Hey, Jack, good luck. So Q has been telling us for a long time that these guys, Jack Dorsey at Twitter and Zuckerberg and Facebook, have got big problems. An Anon posted a letter signed by 10 angry Democrats who demanded that Julian Assange's asylum be revoked. This is actually a letter sent to Mike Pence, who is or was down in Ecuador. I think yesterday he was down there. He might be there today still. So the question is, why would Democrats suddenly feel like Assange is a threat to them? Well, the 10 frightened Democrats know that Assange has the goods on them if and when Assange testifies about the DNC emails. The truth is going to come out about where those emails came from. It wasn't a Russian hack. Assange will probably have to tell them his source, and I believe that was Seth Rich. The same thing goes for the server. If they start digging into what happened to the server, they're going to find out that it wasn't hacked by the Russians. They'll find out the truth. Q posted this, server or Julian Assange equals truth exposed, about Seth Rich, SR. D's are in crisis mode. Iran is bigger than you can imagine. Putin and Uranium One is going to come out post-summit. This is the Trump-Putin summit, which will probably be mid-July. They, the media, will try to apply artificial heat to cancel the meeting between Trump and Putin. These people are corrupt beyond belief. America for sale. Sold out. Q. Rather than being a nothing burger, Q says the Yuan case is bigger than you can imagine. I think there's a whole lot of people that are going to go down in the wake of the Yuan scandal. It's huge. And there's a reason why Luke Rosiak, one person for the Daily Caller, has been reporting on this thing. No one else will touch it because they have been told to stay away from it by these people. Okay, Q said that after the Trump-Putin summit has concluded, Uranium-1 can be revealed. If they did that before the summit, it would cause negative optics. So timing is everything. They're going to wait on that. And Anon posted a graphic linking a previous Q post to a news article about Comey's decision to kill an agreement between Assange and the DOJ. And this is something I covered in my previous video. It's just an article that talks about this agreement that the DOJ was working with on Julian Assange to redact some of the information he was about to expose during the WikiLeaks Vault 7 dump. And Comey intervened and killed the immunity deal. So that's just a link there. Q responded, coincidence, Julian Assange, J.A., in the news a lot lately, out of nowhere, crisis mode, Q. That is for the D's in deep state. And Anon was outraged that members of the media were blaming the president for the shooting yesterday in Maryland. This is a Reuters reporter who blamed the president. Says this is what happens when real Donald Trump calls journalists the enemy of the people. Blood is on your hands, Mr. President. Save your thoughts and prayers for your empty soul. I almost wonder if that was a narrative that went out at 4 a.m. because our buddy from the Young Turks, same thing. You have blood on your hands. This is what happens when the president calls the press the enemy of the people. And I'm sure if you go on Twitter, you can find a lot of reporters and people in the media who probably said the exact same thing. I'm sure that they were all told exactly what to say. That is why we call them the Mockingbird Media. In an interesting response, the police chief who was at the scene said this, will not say the name of the suspect today. I refuse to do it. I wish you wouldn't do it, but I know better. He doesn't deserve us to talk about him one more second. Interesting. We don't say his name. Q reminded us who it was that called for violence. Low IQ Maxine is the one who should be blamed. They know exactly what they are doing. They do. They're calling for violence. They're calling for violence against us, against president supporters. And that's their agenda. Q suggested that more research needs to be done concerning the background of mass shooters. Law enforcement should review the therapists of the shooters. Each shooter has one, coincidentally. Targets, relocation within 30 days of each shooting, new name, FBI doesn't know this, spooks are hard to find, dream to reality, Q. So Q is kind of red-pilling people here, that if you look into the history of these shooters and their therapists, you see some patterns emerge. They're moving, they're changing their names. Sure, the FBI knows it, but they've been told by the CIA and other people not to do anything about it. And now we go to a long discussion about Freemasonry. Q asked, why are Freemasons on the scene of most shooting locations, openly giving interviews or in the background shots? Symbolism will be their downfall. And this is one of the Anons dug this up. It is a picture of a guy at the Santa Fe shooting, and this guy has a Freemason pendant on his necklace. Q posted this. This guy was at the San Bernardino shooting. Freemason emblem on his hat. Q says they're everywhere. Just to let you know, I have a lot of friends who are survivors of satanic ritual abuse. I actually am the moderator of a group on Facebook of SRA survivors. It's a support group. we do a lot of emotional healing, me, my friends and I, and some of my friends specialize in doing ministry to SRA survivors. Mind control and ritual abuse is not just associated with SRA. It is also really common in high-level Freemasonry, 33rd degree and above. A lot of people don't know that, but if you interview people who have are victims of ritual abuse, Freemasonry is about as common as SRA. The goal with all forms of ritual abuse is to program the minds of subjects to make them slaves. Once they're programmed, the subjects serve their masters without questioning their commands. If you are interested in getting some information about the subject of Freemasonry and mind control and SRA and a lot of other things, I did this podcast interview with Dan Duvall. Dan is the guy that I did that video with a couple weeks ago, all about Q. And we talked quite a bit. He didn't know a whole lot about Q, but we had a good conversation. This is our first podcast that we did, and it is long, and it is called Going Down the Rabbit Hole for a good reason. We cover alien abductions, heavenly warfare, the courts of heaven, the nature of spiritual portals, and a lot of other things. But we do discuss mind control and ritual abuse quite a bit in this podcast. So that is my podcast 51. It's on my website. It's also on, you can get it on iTunes, where all my podcasts are. It's also on Podbean and a lot of other places. So just some information for people who want to know more about this. Q pointed out that powerful organizations tend to have internal structures that lead to corruption. He said, most all powerful organizations have sinister components. With power comes corruption. Like alphabet agencies, not all are bad apples. Should the bad spoil the bunch? Right, we have to be careful not to condemn the innocent just because there are some bad apples in there. So, one of the Anons posted this, confirming that Jared Ramos, who is the suspect in the Capitol Gazette shooting, had a therapist. This is from his Twitter page. A new Google Auto suggestion, Jared Ramos Hartley. My therapist told me people don't search that counseling, much like small talk. So, Q said this, is that a coincidence? Everything stated has meaning. Find paper articles regarding Freemasons, controlled Q. These shooters are controlled, I think is what Q is saying. So, this is a video by a guy with an account named Astronova, who recorded Jared Ramos's Twitter timeline since it's already been deactivated. This is just one of the videos. You can go here and look at, he's got a series of videos where he recorded this guy's Twitter timeline before they took it down. Q posted a link here from Jared Ramos, the suspect, and it's about, it's kind of a rambling discussion of his many run-ins with people that he's sued in court cases and things. And Q said, check out the bottom graphic. And this is the graphic that's at the bottom right here. Let me see if you can, there you go. That is it. Coat of arms, typical for people of European descent. And this is an observation that was made by one of the Anons about Freemasonry. I just picked this up and I thought it was pretty good. Here's a question. There are offshoots, side groups, and unofficial appellate bodies tied to Freemasonry, which was more in play when getting to the 32nd degree. Was spread out instead of a weekend or like a year, like a lot of lodges do it now. If you become a 33rd degree while you're still alive, there's a sizable donation that's mandatory. And if you can't afford it, someone will front you the money because it's all about financial bondage. The question here is, what organizations require you to be a 33rd degree Freemason in order to be accepted in membership? That is a good question. I have not studied Freemasonry a whole lot. Don't know that much about it. I know a lot more about people who have been victims of the high-level Freemasonry. This is just an article from a guy who is a leader of a Freemason group and says that he's concerned that they're facing discrimination and harassment. You may have noticed an odd emblem on the forehead of Jared Ramos. This emblem. This is actually a screenshot from his Twitter page. All right, what is that emblem all about? So Anand noticed it, and he took a screenshot of this. It's the brand of sacrifice. And this is a description. You have been marked with the brand of sacrifice. The lives of those who bear the brand, from the last drop of blood to the last moment of your agonizing death, will feed life to the new child of darkness. And if you want to know a little more, Q reposted that screenshot. I found this on the Berserk wiki site, same quote here, and it says here in the description, it says, the brand of sacrifice marks those for a sacrificial ceremony in which an apostle or God hand is created. The sacrificed person, usually someone close and dear to the summoner, is then ritualistically murdered, with the deceased's life force used to complete the summoner's transition into either an apostle or a member of the God hand. So they create a ritualistic murder so they can enter a higher state of being. One of the Anons said, were the shooters all branded with this mark? No, of course they're not. But Q said this, long response coming. The key is the therapist. Weak minds, those are the victims. Use of symbolism to push strength and belonging to something powerful. Controlled, duty, find the link, there's a common denominator. Error was made. Name can be found due to filing. This is the therapist. Fake, background, office, other patients. Relocation imminent, conspiracy risk. End for now, Haspel must find and terminate this classified program. She knows Q. Gina Haspel, head of the CIA. All right. Q mentioned that Freemasons members crave a sense of belonging to something powerful, something transcendent, bigger than themselves. They found this article in the LA Times. Here's a link to it. And they mentioned that Freemasonry, after decades of decline, is suddenly gaining a lot more popularity. And one of the guys I interviewed said, my generation wants to be a part of something beyond itself. Royal said, I want to learn, I want to participate, right? So everybody wants to, you know, have this feeling of transcendence, and they bring people into Freemasonry because you're part of a group, you're part of something powerful, something special. That's what brings you in. If you think mind control is something only found in novels and films, art imitates life. Mind control is a well-documented reality. Here's an article from the New York Post that talks about the CIA's mind control program that they developed shortly after World War II, and it's gone through many iterations, and they officially deny its existence, but Q has been telling us, nope, they're still doing it, and Gina Haspel has to get rid of it. This Anon want a clarification. So is Q telling us Haspel knows of the program but doesn't know where it's located at? She needs to locate it and terminate it. Time to dig for Ramos therapist. Q responded, think Bourne. This is the Bourne ultimatum and all the other Bourne movies. Covert ops are classified. Career people installed. Think cell, sleeper cells. Past drops go missing, Q, and over on the left side there. It's previous drops that Q posted. Let me see if I can zoom in. Over here, this is a drop by Q from February. Snowden, where are you? Not Russia. Eyes on. You are now a liability. Helping Jack. Project Deep Dream, version 2. So it goes on down here. This is a screenshot of the Wikipedia article on the Jason Bourne films. If you're interested in that, I would just recommend doing some research, and you can find out more about it. And it will be Gina Haspel's job to bring the pain to the crooked people that have been doing this. One of the Anons wrote this. He, Jared Ramos, filed a complaint with the board, and therefore her, the therapist's name, was made public. Is she connected to the other shooters and or their therapists? That is a good question. This is the Anon's dints of digging, and they found a couple of documents where Ramos filed a complaint, and there's several responses here. Just zoom in here, you can see that the therapist's name is Sandra O'Neill. Q wrote, conspiracy risk, and for now. And when Q writes "and," that's just letting people know it's time to stop this discussion and we're not going to talk about it anymore because probably already said a little too much. All right, this is just a quick update on the Imran Awan case. This is from the Daily Caller. Luke Rosiak put this out. A vendor, an intelligence contractor, is alleging that Imran Awan solicited a bribe from an IT vendor in exchange for contracting opportunities with then Representative Gwen Graham. So even as we're approaching Awan's hearing, there's more news coming out about the Awan scandal. All right, continuing. And Anon asked Q if he had any comment on rumors that North Korea was wrapping up its nuclear weapons and if General Kelly is going to be stepping down. Q said this, North Korea is fake news, UK origin. He says, North Korea has already begun the denuclearization process under guidance from the U.S. It is happening rapidly. Why are people always being moved around? And this is about General Kelly. Think strategy, the plan, military op, Q. So, yeah, I mean, General Kelly may be taking a different position, but if he does, it'll all be for strategic reason. Q posted this security test. They were having some problems with the board last night. One of the Anons posted this, auto thread deleted or pruned, and then he said, picture of the last bread. Also, there's an error, 502, it's a host error, wondering if it's a DDoS. And Q responded, the site is under attack. The info that they shared was highly sensitive. So that is not unusual. When Q starts digging into these deep rabbit holes, the board often comes under attack. Q posted this. Q asked, who brings the votes to the House floor? Who decides? Why is this important? What is coming? Full weight of the House. Some must remain clean. In distance from what is about to happen. So something is about to happen. And on the right side here, we have Q asking what vote occurred today, full weight of the House, why is this relevant? Provides supportable grounds for what? What's the deadline? So we have to, I guess, keep in mind the big picture view. Q has told us a long time ago that there is an executive order that is waiting in the wings that the president has already signed that is going to declassify a lot of the documents that Devin Nunes has been asking for. It is also going to declassify some of the documents that Chuck Grassley has been asking for, that Jim Jordan has been asking for. And the question is, how does the president build a case for declassifying all of those documents? Because the DOJ right now, Rosenstein, has been saying they can't release those documents because many of them are classified. Rosenstein has said some of them can't be released because they would compromise national security, some sources and methods. Some of them are just classified. So if the president signs an executive order and declassifies these documents, it gives Chuck Grassley, Devin Nunes, Mark Meadows, and all the Freedom Caucus, all the members in the Judiciary and the Intelligence Committees, the documents that they want. I believe that is what is we're looking at. Q is asking, what does the House floor represent? It provides supportable grounds so that the president can say, look, Congress voted that and said they wanted these documents released. DOJ won't release them because they say they're classified. What if I declassify them? Then I solve the problem. Then they can be released to Congress. So I think what Q is getting at here is this is all going to lead to that executive order where a lot of those documents will be declassified. A lot of people, are, of course, have been fed up with Paul Ryan for a long time, but Ryan has been going along with the Freedom Caucus now for a couple of months. He's been bringing these votes to the floor, and he's been working with Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. My guess is that he is going to bring a vote to the floor to hold Rosenstein either in contempt or possibly a move to impeach him if they do not give up the documents that they have been requesting. And they have 6 days left. I believe Jim Jordan said they have a 7-day deadline. That was yesterday, so 6 days left and we'll find out. Q posted this, coordinated effort to ramp pro-violent attacks on 4chan, 8chan, poll is politically correct, threads. Moderators are controlled on 4chan, staged to frame pro-Trump supporters, push violence, which is a trap, push us to violence. ShareBlue is involved, coordinated RL attacks, there's a link. Cause and effect, mainstream media outcry to force action. So Q is saying that mainstream media is doing all the things you're doing to try to force us to take action. It's already begun. Start small, will become large. Link to Huffington Post article. Q says it was anticipated. What's the goal? Ready, David? Q. All right. Let me unpack this a little bit. So when Q said ready, David, I believe he was talking to David Brock, who is the George Soros' right-hand man. He's behind ShareBlue, Media Matters, Correct the Record, and a lot of other leftist propaganda outlets. If you are not familiar with ShareBlue and David Brock and their work, I would recommend checking out some of the articles that Free Beacon has published on them. They've done some really good work. This one is about ShareBlue. You can just search for the title. David Brock's ShareBlue to be a nucleus of the multi-platform anti-Trump media entity. A very interesting article. I would, and if you haven't read it, it's worth reading. Q posted a link to an article by Huffington Post claiming that the right was celebrating and rejoicing over the Capitol Gazette shooting. They're trying to portray us as crazies who are excited about people getting killed. So, and Anon said he now understands why every single article about Q references 4chan instead of 8chan. I noticed that myself too when I read these articles that they write. They always say that Q is a 4chan troll. I'm like, he's not even on 4chan, he's on 8chan, what the heck? But it makes sense that they know that their mods on 4chan are controlled and normies don't know the difference between 4chan and 8chan. This Anon said they want to paint us as violent extremists, which we are not. That is true. And this Anon said, keep an eye out for shills posting prompts of violence here. No need for it. Justice is coming with truth and the rule of law. And I'm going to close on this post. I have prayed this prayer myself many times, and it works really well. May the Lord expose their deception and evil works, send confusion into their midst, and cause them to be sabotaged in their own plots and schemes. I was actually praying this last night. I think the best response is to let God deal with our enemies. We don't need to take vengeance, and we don't need to be violent. We can just let God do what he does. Q does have a few more posts on the board. I will be discussing them in my next video. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Pragmatic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.